Day 123, or May the 3rd. Let's start again. Our thoughts today are rooted in Ezra chapter 6, verse 14. So the elders of the Jews continued to build and prosper under the preaching of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah, a descendant of Iddo. They finished building the temple according to the command of the God of Israel and the decrees of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, kings of Persia. But first, here's the big picture surrounding this verse. After the first excitement of wanting to rebuild the temple of God, there is a considerable delay for up to 40 years. Then onto the scene come Haggai and Zechariah, two prophets who would encourage the people to resume their building project and finally complete it. There was immediately a problem from some of the local authorities. They must have been very well connected, because they went right to the top and sent a letter to the king himself. Imagine the red faces when the king replied that the project may proceed with his blessing. Finally, it's completed and the Passover feast is celebrated. The temple is complete and the people worship God. All is well. God has given them a fresh start because he loves them. And now today's action step. Oh, if only I could start again knowing what I know now. Our God is the God of new starts. The people of Jerusalem must have been so excited when they saw the temple completed. Then there were the dedication sacrifices and the celebration of Passover. Could it possibly get better? God has something new for each of us every day, too. Should we start again? My grandchildren love to hear that, so that they can enjoy a game or storybook all over again. We have the privilege of starting again, too. One of the big barriers to enjoying a new start is forgiving ourselves for the mess we made of the last one. If God can forgive us, and he does, then we must forgive ourselves and go forward holding the hand of the God of new beginnings.